glove. Now, the other day, I decided to do something extremely naughty. I finished off a whole packet of Jammy Dodgers, and I'd had them all to myself. But anyway, moving on. I decided to do something that would tip one of my greatest enemies over the edge of insanity. Yes, I'm talking about the E-Man.
If he wasn't already mad enough.
Yes, quite. But it's a laugh, isn't it?
So, anyway, what's your big plan?
Gnomes.
Gnomes?
Yes. You remember that pilot for a show called The Weirdery I did a month or so back?
Yes, I'm not entirely sure where this is going, but do carry on.
We talked about gnomes, Mr. B. Professor Happy Hat was absolutely convinced that there was a gnome uprising and that they lived in his toilet.
Well, what were the gnomes planning on doing exactly? Besides eating all the toilet paper and writing their names on the mirrors with toothpaste.
Not a lot.
Yeah, thought not. Because they don't actually exist.
Yes, they do. I've seen them.
Where?
In the garden.
Really? Well, we'd best go and investigate then, hadn't we?
Yes, we'd best.
Hello?
See? There they are. By the fish pond.
What are they doing?
Well, some are sitting, some are standing. The ones that have got their feet in the pond are fishing, I do believe.
They're not very threatening, though, are they?
No, but they could be.
Really? How?
We make the E-Man believe that he really is seeing gnomes everywhere he looks, and that the gnomes are out to get him.
You mean sort of like gnome and away?
Yes, it's exactly like that, only much funnier.
Right. So, how many gnomes do you think we'll need exactly?
Thousands.
Are you quite sure you're feeling all right? I mean, madness by gnomes is a very serious matter. What if the E-Man realises he's being tricked?
They won't believe him! They'll send him to a nut house!
Later, at the E-Man's house.
Hey! There's a knock at the door! Wonder who it is! Hey! It's a gnome!
He's opened the door! He's spotted the gnome!
This is silly. Don't you realise just how pointless this is? I mean, whose time are we wasting here? Ours or his?
Shh! Let's listen some more. I think he's found the note.
Hey! What's this? Looks like a note for me.
He has. He's found the note.
Well, let's listen then.
Hey! You know, it's a pity I can't read. Oh well, not to worry. Carry on as usual. Ah-de-da-de-da-de-da.
You see?
Shh! This is not the end of the matter, Mr. B. I shall get even with him.
Even with him? But you're the one who started it.
Whatever.
Look, just out of curiosity, what did the note say?
Oh, something witty and clever, you know. Something along the lines of... Boo!
Ha!
See? It scared you.
Oh, come on, let's pack it in, go home.
No! I'm going to send him mad, even if it's the last thing I do!
Sounds to me like you're the one that's going mad.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what's the E-Man ever done to you? Besides walking around and going, eee!
He's annoying! And I'm scared. I'm scared he's going to get more popular than me.
Nah, never mind. You've still got friends. There's me. There's the birthday cake.
Oh, him.
Actually, whatever happened to him? I love Mr. Birthday Cake. He was great.
Well, you see, Mr. B, me and the birthday cake... We had a bit of a tiff.
Hmm, what about?
He kept treading his crumbs into my carpets.
Is that all?
What? Isn't that enough? Come on, let's go plant some more gnomes in the E-Man's window box. And so it began. The gnomes took E-Man's house by storm. First they invaded his window box, then they crept into his sock drawer, infested his fridge, and then finally, they invaded his toilet.
Eee! There's a gnome in the toilet. What am I gonna do?
For as you know, finding a gnome in your toilet is by far the most outlandish thing that could happen to you on a Tuesday afternoon, isn't it? But for all my efforts, the E-man just kept on going and going. Kept on ignoring my efforts to send him doolally, and most annoyingly of all, his popularity kept soaring right through the roof. What the devil was that?
Oh, that must have been the E-man's popularity finally soaring through his roof.
Damn it! Damn everything!
I'm afraid, Dr. S, that it just goes to show you can't send a crazy person crazy because he's already, well, crazy.
Yes, I quite agree.
And me as well.
Everybody.
And us.
And them.
And him over there.
And you.
And you.
I'm going home.
Shut up, gnomes! Sneaky old gnomes!